If you know jazz funk from the 70s, you know this band, the Brecker Brothers. Both Brecker brothers, Randy on trumpet, Mike on tenor sax, made big name for themselves. Grammy Awards, high-profile gigs with superstars, critical acclaim from their peers in the jazz world, you name it. But Randy Brecker's most recent album is different. It's a personal one. The world's Alex Gallafent has a story.
Randy Brecker doesn't play music with his brother Mike anymore. Michael Brecker passed away in 2007 after a debilitating illness. At first, the seriousness of his condition wasn't obvious.
About 2 years before he passed, which was, probably 2005, if I'm not wrong, we were supposed to bring the Brecker brothers to Moscow, and Mike was unfortunately taken ill with, which was later shown to be a broken vertebrae in his back about 3 days before we were supposed to leave. He called up and said, you know, I don't think I can make it. I have a really bad pain in my back. And I said, oh, come on, man. You can just get on the plane. And once you get there, we'll deal with it. But he really couldn't make it.
Diagnoses followed, one after another. First, there was the broken vertebrae. Osteoporosis was next. Both of those can be indicators of another serious disease, MDS, myelodysplasia. It's a bone marrow disorder. MDS can develop into leukemia, and it did in the case of Michael Brecker. The search was on for a bone marrow donor. Randy Brecker himself wasn't a match, nor were other family members in the United States. So they had to look farther afield.
The first thing we did was try to put out the word to Eastern Europe, which is where we were from, Russia on my father's side, Poland on my mother's side, and a friend of mine who I'd played with in Poland since the mid-90s, Wlodek Pawlik, who's a wonderful pianist, emailed me and actually went on a search to find the area in Poland where our family was from. And he came up with some results. Mother's maiden name was Tykoski, and there's a region in Poland called Tykoczyn, which is almost the same spelling, which is apparently a village in Tykoczyn called Sukowolia, which is where my grandfather was born.
This small part of Poland seemed to offer the best shot of finding a suitable donor, but the Tykoskis were Polish Jews, and there were few traces of them in Tykoczyn.
That area was obliterated in World War II, and all the rest of the relatives are long gone. The whole area, the whole village is doesn't exist anymore. And through this, we kind of started asking questions, and we found out that my Aunt Celia, who came over later, barely got out before World War II and the invasions of the Nazis. So we just didn't really know anything.
In the end, they couldn't find a donor, and Michael Brecker passed away. He was 57. Mike Brecker had gone. But Randy Brecker had opened a book on his Eastern European heritage. Before too long, Wlodek Pawlik, the pianist and composer, invited the trumpet player to Poland.
And he offered to write a piece for me and call it Tykoczyn, Nostalgic Journey. And as it turns out, when I did visit the town, there's a still standing in an old synagogue, and one of the recent past rabbis' last name was Tykoski, and indeed the same name as my family.
Randy Brecker says the new work is dedicated to his brother Mike, but also to his long-gone relatives, the ones he never got to meet. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant in New York.
Tekochin Nostalgic Journey by Vlodok Pavlik, featuring Randy Brecker, ends our program today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you in part by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting innovative initiatives that save lives from sudden cardiac arrest. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.